It's really warmed up. Good afternoon, I'm Rob Sussman. Weather has taken a significant turn for the milder over the last couple of days. You've probably noticed it, especially if you've taken a drive over any of the bridges in Brown County that cross the Fox River. Fishing clubs sounding a warning to people who still have shanties on the river to use extreme caution as the ice cover is melting quickly. The defense cross-examined the lead detective in the investigation into the disappearance of Victoria Prokopovits this morning in the trial of her husband, James Prokopovits, in Brown County Court. Brown County Detective Roman Ehrenstein continued his testimony after being on the stand for much of yesterday.
Did they find any evidence of any sort of weapon or item that might have been used?
To do what, sir?
Used to help with the disappearance of Victoria Prokopovits.
No, sir.
Victoria's body has never been found. The state believes that James killed her. The defense argued it's more likely she killed herself. The prosecution expected to rest its case today.
Definitely, it's a step in the right direction, as our parents would see it.
Appleton schools adjusting their schedules for the fourth quarter, bringing students closer to full-time in-person classes.
March 15th will see 5th and 6th graders back 5 days a week, while April 5th will bring 7th through 12th graders back up to 4 days per week. Appleton schools chief Financial Officer Greg Hartges says challenges will remain.
You're going to now have 24 to 30 students, so obviously that makes it more difficult for us to distance students, simply more bodies in our schools.
Students will be put into pods while in classrooms, something Hartges says will help if someone gets sick.
We can contact trace fairly easily, quarantine as needed, just the students that were in that pod. It keeps you from having to quarantine, contact trace through a whole classroom.
Hartges adds that they're not seeing transmission in schools at any level. Casey Nelson, WTAQ News.
Spring break is a popular time for students, but that might be out of the question for some, as St. Norbert College has eliminated breaks this school year. Eliminating breaks allowed for the fall semester to end earlier and the spring semester to start later. Students had 8 weeks in between fall and spring semesters away from campus.
We've been so impressed by the way that the students have responded.
St. Norbert Vice President for Academic Affairs, Dr. Jennifer Bonds-Rocky, as St. Norbert College began its spring semester on February 1st. Classes will end in May. Fox 11 forecast.
We'll see some sunshine today and tomorrow. For this afternoon, mostly sunny, high near 37. Tonight, mostly clear, low 20. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, warming up to 41. On Saturday, morning clouds and possible flurries, otherwise becoming partly sunny and a high near 45. From Fox 11, your station for severe weather coverage, I'm Pete Petoniak. For News Talk, WTAQ.
And I'm Rob Sussman, 1360, 97.5, WTAQ News Talk Sports.